Caleb and John on Life, no stranger to us. We're playing Somebody Like Me, Hallelujah Feeling, and the energy keeps getting better and better with Finished. Caleb and John, thanks for being with us here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate you, Todd.
Well, let's talk about this song, Finished. Let's talk about the message of the song, because this is what really encourages us. It's upbeat, too, but the thing is, the message of the song is just something that, I mean, we got to latch on to. No matter what stage in your faith life you are, at some point you think, like, I blew it. But then at some moment you got to realize that, hey, we're just a spot on the road on this thing. So whichever one of you want to, like, just tell us a little bit more about that, the message there.
The heart behind this song is really in Philippians 1. You know, it says, we are confident in this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it through to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So, I mean, the kind of the long and short of what that phrase is saying is, until Jesus comes back or we go to meet him, God is not finished with our lives. And God has got a plan. And it's so funny, I was just talking about this scripture with my wife Morgan last night, in Ecclesiastes, where it said he makes everything beautiful in its time. And guess what? That even means our failures. It doesn't mean that it's always the perfect thing, but God can make everything beautiful in its time, and he's always working, he's always moving behind the scenes. So I'm talking a lot. I'll close my mouth. John, what do you think?
So you're good. Yeah, I mean, it's funny, like, the song is literally just about sanctification, in my head anyways. You know, like, I think a lot of times, kind of like what you were saying, Todd, like, even after we give our lives to Christ, like, it can be so easy. Everyone still messes up, and sometimes we feel like those are, like, the worst mistakes we've ever made. Like, we've made worse mistakes before, or after we gave our life to Christ, and so it kind of hits us weird. But that's the thing, is that, you know, it's not that it's an excuse, but God is never one to walk away from us. You know, he's not gonna look at what we've done and just give up on us, you know. And so that's the beauty of the gospel. That's the beauty of, you know, we try to put that beauty into the song Finished. So yeah, just about sanctification and how God is not never done with us, you know, and until he makes us perfect and we're in heaven and everything's all good, he's not finished.
Yeah, I love that. Now, as the song's gone out on radio and getting a lot of airplay, what have you heard from people that have heard it, and that you run into them and they have to tell you, listen, I heard that song and...
Oh my goodness, I totally forgot about this until just now. We played, this may have been before, it was either right before or just when the song came out.
I think it was actually before we released the song. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, okay, so we played at in Caleb's hometown, and it was just this like 4th of July celebration. And after the show, this woman comes up to me and she's like, you're not going to believe this. I have this, I think
it was her niece.
Niece. Okay. It was a niece that had called her. This niece had kind of just gone off the rails a little bit. Her life was a bit of a mess. She was on house arrest. I think she had accidentally killed someone.
She was on house arrest in Vegas.
Wow. In Vegas. Oh my. In Vegas. And so during our show, this niece calls this woman, and this woman sees that her niece is calling and doesn't answer. I guess, you know, relationship was strained, whatever. And then God, like, convicted her. And so she called her back while we were playing Finished. And apparently this girl was just like in tears and like gave her life to Christ, and it was like a whole thing. And you know, it, so as far as responses go to any one of our songs, that was the most incredible one for me. I don't know about you, Caleb.
Yeah, I would say that really took the cake for me. This woman came up, she says, yep, I just literally called her back, and I held up the phone and said, you need to listen to this. Oh. And she was like, wow. Like, it's easy to feel like, okay, yep, my life is done, while you're on house arrest in Vegas for manslaughter or whatever it was. And she was like, wow, maybe God isn't done with me after all. So that's, yeah, we keep going back to that story. It's a wild thing.
The song is called Finished, and it's the theme for this year's Share-a-thon 2026. Share-a-thon, he's not finished. Caleb and John, thanks for being with us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us, Todd.